Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A major victory for religious freedom, a victory that should never have had to go to court. This involves Fire Chief Kelvin Cochran, a man who served as the fire chief for the city of Atlanta for more than 30 years with a distinguished record. He's now been awarded over $1 million for the wrongful termination over his religious beliefs regarding the issue of human sexuality. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we have met Kelvin Cochran a number of times. He is an African-American Christian fire chief. He was the former fire chief for the city of Atlanta. He has decades of experience. He has worked and did work up until the termination without any blemish on his record, served with distinction. He actually, Matt, was even selected by then-President Barack Obama to be on an advisory committee for the United States on the issue of fire safety and first responders. So he has someone, he's someone who's a got a distinguished record, active in his local church, but he wrote a book.
Yeah.
And when he self-published a 160-page book for use in his home church, homosexual activists rose up against him, demanding that he be fired, and he indeed was fired.
Yeah, the perpetually outraged crowd. He had wrote literally a few lines speaking about the biblical sexuality and the sin of homosexual practice, just a few lines. And that was enough to get him fired for his religious faith, for his beliefs, for advocating biblical sexual morality. And now the lesson learned here, once again, is that the government cannot come down against religious freedom and against the free exercise of religion. $1.2 million he has been awarded.
I mean, this is a free speech issue for sure. I mean, he did this on his own time with his own money, and he wasn't running up and down the fire station, you know, proclaiming this. He did it on his own to use in his own church as a Bible study. So, you know, what does that say about our freedom of speech to what we can do on our own time?
Yeah, and so at the behest of the LGBT activist, the mayor, Kasem Reed, I guess is how you pronounce it, suspended him for 30 days without pay. This is a person with impeccable record, suspended the fire chief for 30 days without pay, and then ordered him to go to sensitivity training, and then eventually fired him. Now, he ultimately said, the mayor, quote, "We will not discriminate on the basis of race or gender or religion or creed or sexual orientation or physical ability or gender identity," close quote. Well, in fact, he did discriminate on that basis of religion.
Yeah.
And now, after a number of years of litigation, the city council agreed to pay $1.2 million to the former chief for damages and attorney's fees. This is a great settlement, Holly, but it's sad that it ever happened. I mean, I've met this man, Kelvin Cochran, many times. He is a humble individual. He loves the Lord. And in this 160-page book, he talked about marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
Right.
And that sexual relations outside of marriage, which would include same-sex relationships, was contrary to the Bible.
Absolutely. You know, and that's, I mean, we've really reached a moral crisis in our society in America, which is they're trying to lead it by the LGBT agenda, which is why what we do here at Liberty Counsel, we defend people like this, like Kim Davis, people like that, who are trying to take away their religious freedom, their free speech, you know, because it's slowly being taken away by this aggressive agenda.
Yeah, it is an aggressive agenda. It's what I call a zero-sum game. A zero-sum game means that there is no compromise. There is no meeting in the middle.
And the one who's calling for tolerance is not tolerant.
No, it's the one who's using the word tolerance. It's like Orwellian. It's absolutely intolerant. They only want you to be tolerant of their position.
Right.
And not just be silent, because the fire chief at the time, Kelvin Cochran, he wasn't going around, as you said, speaking this in the hallways. He wrote a few sections, places in his book.
A few lines, yeah.
A few lines in his book about this. And someone looked at his book and they, he's intolerant. He has to go.
Yeah.
So they don't want you just to remain silent. They want you to support.
Yeah, under the guise of tolerance, we see anti-Christian intolerance and bigotry run rampant here. Again, at its core, this is a divergence. This is a battle between opposing worldviews. On one end, there's moral relativism. On the other side, it says that there is a sovereign God, that morality is absolute. There is truth, and those who stand for truth, according to the ministry of tolerance, to use the Orwellian language, they must be destroyed.
And you know, it's really tragic. I mean, you talk about a crisis. We see this happening in the church, the place where it should be a light. We should be standing up for God's truth and righteousness. You see the church caving to this agenda. Yeah. Yes.
You see that happening in the Roman Catholic Church,
yes,
too. It's deeper than most people had anticipated when the former nuncio, Vigano, came out and has issued numerous statements detailing what's happening in the hierarchy of some of the leaders within the Roman Catholic Church worldwide to promote and support homosexuality and same-sex activity.
Pagan sexuality.
And then that's happening in outside of the Roman Catholic Church, too, in a number of Protestant groups where you have people running around the country or in their churches supporting same-sex marriage. You cannot support same-sex marriage. You can support people.
Right.
And
love people.
And love
yeah.
individuals. We all have different flaws and different struggles that we deal with, but that doesn't mean that you support certain activity that is contrary to Scripture. Any more than you would support someone, you would love somebody who's engaged in an adulterous affair, but you don't support that.
Or pedophilia. You don't support that.
Love ultimately is to the individual person, but you don't support certain activities and behaviors. Some things are just simply wrong. And the issue of same-sex activity is directly contrary to the Scripture at the very core, because human relationships of man and woman created by God has that unitive component, the two become one, the procreative component where two individuals are blessed with the ability to create another person in the image of God, and a spiritual component that was addressed in Ephesians chapter 5. So when you try to deconstruct gender and essentially say gender doesn't matter or it's just a construct of your mind as opposed to how you are created, it is a direct attack at the very fundamental principles of Christianity and God and the existence of God and our Creator.
Yeah.
So this is not some tangential issue for Christians or for believers in the Scriptures of believers in God. This is a core issue. And this mayor really overstepped his boundaries, and I'm glad that the case ultimately went against the city and that they eventually were forced to pay $1.2 million. But there's a lot of people, Matt, like Kelvin Cochran. They're doing their job. They love God, and they become targets, like the Bakers and so many other people that are involved in litigation with regards to the LGBT activist agenda.
And those that aren't, some of them just kind of take it and walk away. How many unknown
right.
people are out there that are victims of this kind of anti-Christian discrimination? And hopefully this was a shot over the bow of other public officials who would engage in this kind of unconstitutional discrimination, singling out, targeting people because of their biblical faith, something that every major world religion, the unequivocal historical record have held, you know, as the Bible says, in the beginning, God made them male and female. And to attack people because they hold to these age-old principles is unconstitutional. It's wrong and it's evil.
Yeah, this is a very important issue. Thankful that this has now ultimately resolved. It's been a long road for Kelvin Cochran, and he's at the end of it now. However, you know, he wanted to be a fire chief. He was a fire chief. He did his job well, and that ultimately affected his future career. The $1.2 million is a nice settlement, and certainly it is a warning against other governmental entities that discriminate against people of faith. But this should never have happened in the first place. Stand with us in prayer and in your financial support. We're working with individuals and churches and others all over America to advance religious liberty in all different areas, the sanctity of human life from fertilization until natural death, and marriage and family and human sexuality created and designed by God. Stand with Liberty Council. Learn more about us. Go to our resources page, our online store at lc.org. You can also go online to support and pledge your monthly partnership with Liberty Council at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.